You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
And finally, there are currently 29,350 individuals worldwide with so-called liquid investable assets of $100 million or more. That's according to the new Sentai Millionaire Report 2024. It's just been released by wealth and investment migration advisor Henley & Partners and features data from the global wealth intelligence firm New World Wealth. And Andrew Amoyles, head of research at New World Wealth, is with me now. And first of all, Andrew, then, what is behind this increasing trend?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jeremy. As you say, there's been about a 54% increase in Sentai Millionaire numbers over the last decade, but certain areas, certain countries have performed better than others. So as you mentioned, the US and China, the number of Sentai Millionaires there has doubled. In China, it's more than doubled, mainly because of really strong growth between the 2013 and 2020. The growth since 2020 in China hasn't been that great, but we're obviously looking at the past decade. So it's including that period when it was doing very well. And the U.S., well, you look at the S&P 500, it's up about 160% over the last decade. So that's obviously had an effect on Sentai Millionaire numbers. The Sentai Millionaire growth hasn't been as high as the S&P 500, probably because of a lot of their holdings on other things. So, for instance, prime property hasn't performed that well over the last decade.
And Europe's cohort in this respect has lagged behind other regions. Is that also a currency argument?
No, Europe is quite interesting because the whole of Europe has far less Sentai Millionaires than the US, which is quite interesting. The number of general millionaires in Europe is not far off the US, but when it comes to the Sentai Millionaires with over $100 million in liquid assets, the US has actually got more than the whole of Europe combined. And a lot of that is because of really poor growth in Europe over the last decade, especially in the big markets like France, the UK, Germany. The number of Sentai Millionaires in the UK has actually dropped over the last decade, whereas in America it's up by 81%. So that's obviously had a massive shift to happen in just the 10-year period.
Andrew, having said that, though, there are smaller European countries, Monaco and Malta, for instance, that are seeing faster growth. I would imagine there is probably a tax link there.
Well, definitely in the case of Malta, definitely in the case of Monaco, there's a tax link. There's obviously no income tax or capital gains tax there, which has always been a big driver. And I think because Monaco is so expensive, it tends to appeal especially to people with over $100 million, because I think people with less than $100 million, they can't buy much in Monaco because it's so expensive. So I think that the growth in Monaco has been quite strong. It's been about 80% in this wealth band over the last decade. And Malta's, the growth has been even greater. And Poland as well, it's been over 90% the growth. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. They've had really strong economic growth, and there's been really strong business formation. And some of that in Malta might be linked to taxes, but I think it has more to just do with the fact that it's a really good environment for starting businesses, because the taxes in Malta are not that low.
Just a fun fact here, a couple of years ago, Andrew, I visited Malta, and just a useless piece of information, but apparently they have the highest number of Ferrari sports cars per capita in the world. The interesting thing, though, is you don't see a lot of them on the road because they're all in storage. And who owns them? Well, perhaps that's the conversation, or a conversation we can have at another time. Let's look at cities in the United States of America as far as Sentai Millionaires are concerned. New York, the Bay Area, that's San Francisco, and also Los Angeles. I'm wondering what makes that attractive to Sentai Millionaires, and I would imagine on the West Coast, a lot of that is linked to tech.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bay Area, which is just behind New York City in terms of the Sentai Millionaires, that obviously includes Silicon Valley, so all those places like Palo Alto, Atherton, Hillsborough, where a lot of very wealthy people stay. And obviously, there actually are more billionaires in the Bay Area than New York. But when it comes to the Sentai Millionaires that we're looking at here with 100 million or plus, the New York is still ahead of the Bay Area, mainly because there's still a lot of very wealthy financiers and people in the financial services industry that are based in New York. But the Bay Area is quickly catching up. And then, as you mentioned, Los Angeles is in third. It is a bit behind, but it has also almost 500 centimillionaires living there.
Before we get on to some of the issues driving the growth in this area, let's continue with the geography and let's get the pain point out of the way. Africa doesn't feature on the list, or does it?
There are some African cities. People can find the report on the Henley and Partners website, and there is a tab called Cities to Watch. And because we've got the top 50 cities for centimillionaires, which is the main tab, and then we've got another one called Cities to Watch. And within that, we do mention quite a few African cities, mainly towards the bottom of the list, including Casablanca, Nairobi, Durban, Mhlanga and Ballito all together, Lagos, Johannesburg and Cape Town. Cape Town is the top-ranking city in Africa in terms of centimillionaires. It's home to 28 centimillionaires. It actually ranks ahead of Johannesburg in terms of centimillionaires.
Let's talk about reasons now, and I'm interested to know what role entrepreneurship plays in the rise of centimillionaires globally. Have you done any work in that respect?
Yes, we have. Our research shows that over 60% of centimillionaires are company founders and essentially entrepreneurs. So that's quite a high ratio, a lot higher than the general millionaires, a lot of which are just high salaried positions. So the centimillionaires tend to be the founders. So, for instance, if you're looking at the S&P 500 or the Fortune 500 or the Nikkei 225, most of the people that started those businesses, if they're still alive, will be either centimillionaires or billionaires. Although there are only about 400 centimillionaires in Africa, if you were to take those 400 people away, it would completely destroy the middle class, for instance, because most of the big companies in Africa were started by those centimillionaires. And if they disappeared, then their companies would obviously downsize, and then it would have a massive spillover effect. So although there are only, as you mentioned, around 30,000 of them globally and about 400 in Africa, they have a huge impact.
We really enjoy the research that you guys put out. I'm sure we'll talk again in the not too distant future. Andrew Amoyles, thank you very much indeed, Head of Research at New World Wealth. We do appreciate your time.